Big brother? Big brother? I'm sorry. Did I wake you up? I'm home, Big Brother. Could I get into bed with you, Big Brother? Thank you. No. I'm okay. No, I am. Really, I'm okay. Stupid Big Brother. You're always so observant. I just missed you. Being gone for a week isn't easy, you know? Even if it is for a good reason. I still missed you a lot. I know you missed me too. You always miss me. And I always miss you. Nothing's really wrong. Yeah, okay. How can you even see what pajamas I'm wearing? It's too dark. Oh, is that it? Next time I'll turn the hall light off before I come in. And then you won't know if I'm wearing my emergency pajamas or not. Okay. Comfort pajamas. What can I say? The pink makes me feel better. And they're soft, so it's, you know, comforting. They're nice to sleep in. They make me feel better. Since it's such a nice color, it's not harsh like the rest of the world is. Okay, you got me. I'm having a bit of a rough time. That's why I crawled in the bed with you. I know. I only come and crawl in your bed when I'm having a rough time. I'm sorry. I promise I'll come and get into bed with you when I'm having a good time one of these days. I know. I'm sorry. I missed you. And I feel really overwhelmed right now. It was really hard being away from home for so long. And I didn't know anyone when I was there. And I didn't have my big brother and I forgot to bring a stuffed animal, too, so my bed was just so empty, and the room was so dark, it was really scary. I I didn't have any nightlights or anything. It was just me and a bed that was too big and a room that was too empty and no big brother or... And... Yeah, he just didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I was really excited at first. It was my first big trip all by myself. And I was excited to be somewhere new. And I thought that I'd feel like a big girl, but... It just got overwhelming after a little while. It was really fun at first. You know, I got to be someplace new that I'd heard so much about, and I was excited for all of the stuff I was gonna be learning. But I don't know. Sometime around Thursday, I just started to feel so homesick, you know? I missed you, and I missed your bed, and I missed my blankets and my stuffed animals. God, I feel like such a baby. I am a baby. Just got so overwhelming being away from home after a while. Nothing was comfortable. And it was hard. I didn't know a single person there. I just feel really lost without you sometimes. I know I'm supposed to be all grown up now. And I'll be going to college soon, so... I should be able to handle a little training camp like this, but... It was too much for me. No, it was. I didn't like it. I don't know how I'm gonna do at college without you, Big Brother. I'm really scared to go now. What if I don't know anyone there? Or... Oh gosh, what if nobody likes me? Or what if someone likes me too much? There was this guy at the training camp. He was a lot older than me, and he kept hitting on me, and I didn't really know what to do. I know he was just being nice, and he did it in a really respectful way, I think, but I just didn't feel comfortable. And I don't know how to deal with that kind of thing. You know, I'm not used to people hitting on me. Maybe it's because I've always got you there to scare them off. You do a good job of protecting me that way. You've always been there for me like that. But this time I was all on my own, and I don't know, this guy He kind of scared me a little bit. And I didn't really know how to tell him no. When he asked for my phone number. And he tried to... get me to come with him. To go somewhere for... lunch and dinner. And it... just didn't feel right. And I know it's probably just me overthinking it and being scared, but I don't know, he was a lot older than me and it kind of freaked me out. I just wanted to finish it, to finish the camp and finish learning, but I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Hey, calm down. I'm sure he's a really nice guy. Hey, stop. It's okay, big brother. I'm here with you now, right? You'll protect me, won't you? Big brother. Would you hold me for a little bit? I just want to feel your arms around me. Please? Thank you. I don't know, it really freaked me out. I wanted you there so bad in that moment. I really didn't know what to do. I don't know why guys are so scary. This isn't what it's like at college all the time. That'd be really overwhelming. The rest of the camp was good. I forgot my swimming suit, so I didn't get to go swimming with anyone else in the lake, but there was a lot of other stuff to do. And we all ate lunch together. They didn't have anything I could eat, really, but there was a veggie tray that was pretty good. Yeah, they forgot to ask about allergies before they got the food, so there was a lot of stuff that I couldn't eat. But that's okay. You've got the same allergies I do, so you know what it's like. I just imagined we were at school together again. Sitting far away from all the kids who brought Reese's Pieces into class. Eating by ourselves, trying to be careful not to get sick. And when I thought about you, it wasn't so bad. I know that they didn't do it on purpose to exclude me. And when I thought about you, it helped make me feel better. You understand me. You'd never forget about me. And I can always rely on you to eat with me. So, even when you're not there, I pictured you eating with me. It helped. I imagined giving you all of my carrots and taking all of your cucumbers. And arguing over who gets to use the most ranch. Thinking about you always helps make me feel better. of the stuff we learned was really interesting. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know before. And we got to practice a lot, which I thought was really cool. So by the end of the week, I was really good at it. Man. Thursday night, though, I don't know what it was. Something just started to freak me out. I felt like I had an anxiety attack. I was just so stressed. And I had to give a presentation on Friday. You know, of all the stuff that I've been working on. I had to present it at the end of the week, and... Between that and the older guy and just being in an unfamiliar place and being so tired and the bed was so uncomfortable and I felt really lonely and it was kind of scary and I just started to feel so anxious. And I just couldn't sleep Thursday. I was too busy thinking about everything. Everything I was afraid of about the future and about going to college and about my presentation and about every embarrassing thing I did last year and about leaving you and disappointing you when I went to school. About not being able to make friends and about a lot of stuff. And it'd been building up all week. I forgot to bring my books and stuff. And so I didn't have anything to do or to keep my mind busy. And you know how anxious I can get. How worried I can get about little things. And just like I forgot my swimming suit, I forgot my exercise clothes too, so... I couldn't even work out afterwards in the evenings during free time. I was just so overwhelmed. And I felt like there was nothing I could do. And I was so tired. I'd go to bed anxious and scared because it was dark and I was lonely and there was no one there and you weren't there and... And then I'd wake up so early, because the sunlight would come in through the window, and that was nice in the morning. It was nice, but I was waking up at like 5 a.m., and I wasn't able to go to bed until midnight, and I was only sleeping just a little bit. And then we had so much to do at the camp, and then I'd get home, and I'd be anxious, and I didn't have my book, and I finished my writing project, and... The bed was uncomfortable, and you weren't there, and I couldn't call you, and I couldn't talk to you, and... It was just too much. And I was just overthinking everything. And I became worried about how much I didn't like me, and if anyone else would like me, and... I know you like me. But what if you're the only one who ever likes me, Big Brother? You have to like me. You're my big brother. Mom would kill you if you didn't like me. Aww. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay, I get it. Thank you. This is why I need you, Big Brother. Only you can make me laugh like this. You're the only one who can calm me down when I start to feel this way. It got so bad Thursday night, I was scared you wouldn't be here when I got home. I'm gonna be honest, my suitcase is in front of your bedroom door right now. As soon as I got into the house, I went straight to your room. I couldn't stand not being with you for another second. I needed you. I needed you to hold me and tell me it was gonna be okay. To tell me that I'm still a good person. That I can still succeed and that it'll be okay. I just need you to tell me that sometimes, Big Brother. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm still just a kid. I'm trying really hard to be all grown up, but it's so hard. The real world's so scary sometimes. I was at camp for a week, and I feel like I didn't make a friend with anyone. The only person who even really wanted to talk to me was this older guy. I swear he was like 50. I'm not kidding. He was 52 years old. He's the only one who wanted to talk to me. God. I couldn't even make friends with anyone my own age. I'm afraid it's always gonna be like that. I just don't know how to handle myself. No, I do. I know I do. I know. I know I do, okay? I don't know how to hold my own boundaries sometimes. I mean, I do, but when I was there, I didn't know what to do. Then I couldn't make friends with anyone. And it was just this guy who was kind of scaring me. And it just made me think, what if it's always like that? What if I'm never able to make friends with somebody? What if college is like this? What if I never have my Big Brother and I always have to do it by myself and... Oh gosh, Big Brother, I don't want to do it by myself. I don't care if I can do it, I don't want to. I don't want to do it by myself. I want you to be there with me. I want you to help me. I need you to tell me it's gonna be okay. I need to be able to talk to you and to confide in you and And I need you to give me advice sometimes. Please. Please. Please don't leave me on my own, Big Feather. I don't know what they'll do. Thank you. Like, I always ask so much of you. And you're always so kind to me. You give me everything that I need and so much more. It's a wonder I can't do it without you. There's nobody as kind as you, Big Brother. No one as capable as you. No one who could ever be as good of a big brother as you. No one who looks out for me as much as you do. There's no one who makes me feel better like you do. I really admire that about you, you know. How kind you are. How good you are to me. How responsible you are. I'm not scared of the future if I can do it with you. 'Cause I know you'll always help me through it. You'll always find a way. No matter how hard it is, or how scary things are, how much pressure you're under. You'll always find a way, Big Brother. That's who you are. You're my Big Brother. Be okay? Do you think I'll be able to make friends at college? Okay. I know. You always make it seem like it's such a silly question. Like there's no other answer that could be possible besides yes, but when I ask the question by myself, I don't know. I'm just not sure about the answer. But Big Brother, I trust you so much. So much that just hearing you say, of course I will. Of course you will. Those words, they make me feel so much better. When I hear you say them, I believe them. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And it makes me feel better just a little bit every time. The future's scary. You help me feel like I can manage it. Thank you. You know, I might have lied. Just a little bit. When I said I was okay, I wasn't. And when I said that this week was good, I lied. It wasn't. It is now. I'm okay now. Now that I've got my big brother. Now that I'm with you, it's all okay. Anxiety's gone. Or at least it's a lot less. And if I get to end the week with my big brother, then I think it really is okay. I'm okay. I get to be with my big brother, then I'm okay. You make everything okay. Thank you. Thank you for being my best big brother. Think you'd get used to your sister kissing you on the cheek. Thank you. I know you only act like that for me. You probably don't care at all if your little sister kisses you on the cheek, but... When you act all silly like that when I do it, it means a lot. It makes me feel better. Thank you. Thank you for being you. You're the best big brother. Even the hardest weeks are easy when I've got you to come home to, big brother. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for holding me like this. I sleep here tonight. I know, but I still like to ask. Feels good to have you tell me I'm always welcome here.